With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Today, the final day for Americans to file state and federal tax forms, Montana Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte announced a tax proposal he dubs his 406 tax relief plan.
Streamlining regulations, lowering taxes, and slowing the growth of government will energize our economy and help create more high-wage jobs so we can stop exporting our kids.
Gianforte's plan would phase out a business equipment tax over 4 years, hold state spending to current levels, and reduce the maximum tax rate from 6.9% to 6%. Even before the Republican released his plan, the re-election campaign for Democratic Governor Steve Bullock said the proposal would benefit the wealthy at the expense of middle-class families. A federal judge is considering arguments for and against whether Montana's low campaign contribution limits are justified. State attorneys say a recent trial that found Representative Art Wittig illegally coordinated his campaign shows the threat of corruption is real. An attorney seeking to strike down the limits say that was a case of an organization supporting a like-minded candidate, which is democracy in action. Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments on whether federal felony charges can be filed against defendants who were previously convicted of multiple domestic violence counts in tribal courts that didn't provide attorneys. The case marks a critical test for tribal courts, particularly those without the money to hire public defenders, at a time when Congress has begun broadening federal authority to prosecute violent crimes in Indian country. Good rain and snow last month improved the stream flow outlook for most of Montana's river basins. That's according to the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman. NRCS water supply specialist Lucas Zukowicz says this year's snowpack and stream flow forecasts are generally much better than this time last year.
This year, we've actually got almost twice as much water in some basins. The Kootenai River Basin has twice as much water now as it did last year at this time, so we're looking pretty good. We've seen continual snowfall through the month of March, which we didn't have last year. We also had really above normal temperatures through the spring last year, which caused early melt of our snowpack.
Zukowicz says Montana's also had a relatively warm spring this year, but valley rain and high elevation snow hasn't shut off like it did by March 1st last year. Basins west of the divide received 124% of average precipitation last month. River basins east of the divide received 121% above average precipitation.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. And when we say here during the pledge drive that public radio equals public support, what we mean by that is that those of us who like the kinds of stories and shows and news and analysis and music heard on this radio station every single day, we pitch in together. And really, that's how it stays on the air. That's all we need to keep it on the air. Public radio equals public support. Give us a call.
It's really that simple. We are Montana Public Radio together. The numbers to call and pledge your support right now for Montana Public Radio, all things considered, Montana News, 243-6400, 243-6400, or mtpr.org online. Toll free, 800-325-1565. I'm Michael Marsalek.
With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. A Bozeman man who is charged with breaking into his former girlfriend's house and shooting her to death is scheduled to change his plea. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports District Judge Holly Brown has scheduled an April 26 change of plea hearing for 35-year-old Anthony Tobias Faggiano. Faggiano has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide, aggravated burglary, theft and violating an order of protection, and the March 9th death of 37-year-old Darcy Bowman. Charging document says Faggiano texted Bowman's estranged husband and members of his family and told them about the shooting. His sister urged him to surrender to law enforcement, and he did. Deputy Gallatin County Attorney Eric Kitzmiller says prosecutors offered Faggiano a plea agreement, but he declined to comment on its terms. Federal land managers have agreed to restore information about grazing allotments not meeting rangeland health standards in 13 western states after a public lands advocacy group complained about the omission. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management agreed the information covering 150 million acres is needed after Washington, D.C.-based Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility filed an administrative complaint. Fluctuations inside a huge tank of radioactive waste are raising concerns on the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in Washington state, and workers are preparing to pump out the area of the leak. A federal contractor said today that the amount of nuclear waste that was leaking between the two walls of the underground tank for 3 years grew dramatically this weekend. The contractor Washington River Protection Solutions says none of the waste appears to have escaped into the environment. Workers were trying today to determine why the waste that leaked between the tank walls rose by about 8 inches over the weekend and then dropped by half an inch. For decades, Hanford made plutonium for nuclear weapons, including the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki, and contains a huge volume of radioactive waste. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio.